What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Sean Walker Show, getting in, talk to the coach of the Allen Yellow Jackets, who are now 7-4 on the year, which I know makes my man Sean very happy. Good to see you, bro. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, sir. Happy New Year to you. Hope you enjoyed your holiday with your family and ready to get back at it here in 24.
Now, I hear that, my good brother. I had a good holiday, man. Just traveling with these Hawks, man. You know how it is, man.
I totally understand.
Yes, sir. Well, man, bro, I know you all have not played since the Virgin Islands, so tell me about the break for your guys, kind of make sure they're in shape and kind of using them to refocus, retrain, and reprogram their mind as you all get ready for SIAC play in earnest here coming up.
Yeah, so our last opponent was University of Fort Lauderdale in the Virgin Islands, and it was a great, great trip, great tournament, great atmosphere, positive environment for our young people. Very, very happy we had a chance to have that experience, and did have a chance to get at least win one game there, which was a bonus. And then it's home for the Christmas break. So we went home from the 19th to the 27th. And, you know, I say today we have these young people are from the PlayStation. They're not from the playground. So that means obviously 8 days off was 8 days off. Nobody did anything. It looked like it didn't play, didn't run, didn't do anything. So these last 5 or 6 days back from Christmas break have been very difficult for our young people. And of course, they're difficult for me as well because 2 days are everybody has to be there and everybody has to be focused and everybody has to be energetic. So, but hey, we've gotten past that. And I think we've got our feet back under us now and ready to go tackle Tuskegee on Thursday and the second half of our season with the SIAC.
And Sean, I know when we first talked, you was really concerned about offensively and knowing your assignments. How would you assess your guys getting better as since we first started this show to now getting them 11 games and kind of knowing what you have? Guys used to you being their head coach now, playing for you now, knowing what you expect on the court, how much you look for in the film room. So how was that seeing your guys improve from game one to now against Fort Lauderdale, leading to Tuskegee here on Thursday?
Yeah, we've gotten enormously better. I'll be honest with you. We have really improved in a lot of areas, I think, individually and collectively. I've seen tremendous growth from these guys, and that's a testament to them being coachable and them actually wanting to get the information opposed to having all the answers. So I do get mad with these guys some. They get on my nerves sometimes. I'm pretty sure I get on theirs too. But I can tell you that that's all about basketball. And, you know, I think I coach 16 of the best young men in the world. And, you know, the exciting part about that question is we have so far to go. All right. We've gotten a lot better, but we have so far to go to be the team that we want to be. And I think that's a positive. We want to be hitting on all cylinders late February, middle February. I mean, obviously we need to be chipping at the bit every day. But I do think that we have a long ways to go to be a good team. We're addressing the things that we need to do to be much better. We can continue on the path that we're on right now. I think we'll have a chance to be a decent team moving into the back end of the year.
And Sean, what excites me most about your team is, man, you all are winning the close games. And you and I both know you can't really do that in practice, simulate winning a close game. Yes, to really, it's that's really through learning and earn experience. So I feel like, you know, winning these close games, especially in conference, and like before the break, Kentucky State and Central State on the road, two close games could have went either way. And those, we talked about those small details, really mattered at that point. Talk about that piece of it and seeing your guys really win close games while you're still trying to develop and grow as a team.
Yeah. So it's amazing when you look at this. And I say a lot of times to our players and to people around the program that numbers sometimes do lie, right? And I say that to say we have been very fortunate. We've won. All of our games have been close. I mean, we our games are going to be close just to the nature of the team that we are. But at Kentucky State, we controlled that game from the tip to the buzzer, and we were never down from tip to buzzer. All right, we had two bad minutes that caused that game to be close. Central State, we were up 17 or so throughout the course of the game, and we were never down in that game, up 10 with 2 minutes or something to go in the game, had to go to overtime to win. We beat Lamar Owen at home. We were up 11 with just under 2 minutes on the clock, and the ball ended up being a very, very close game. We lost the Lane, a two-possession game, 5 points. We threw the ball away 26 times in that game and had the lead under 6 minutes. Fort Lauderdale was a dogfight all the way through, a game that changed leads multiple times. And so it does speak to the character of our team, but it also speaks to the fact that we've got to learn how to finish better. We've got to learn how to expect to win. We've got to learn how to make the right plays towards the end of the game, to know what the best shot is for us when we don't need a shot, how to get a layup, how to go through the foul line and make two, then how to stay in front of the ball at the end when people are surging. So there lies the part of the question that I answered just before, as we have so far to go to be a good team. And we're finding a ways to play very well between the tip and 2 or 3 minutes into the game, and then we seem to fall apart. We've got to fix that short game deal, and I think we'll have a chance to start winning some games easier.
No doubt, Sean. Like you said, man, sometimes numbers do lie, man. And, you know, like you said, man, that piece right there, man, what you said, sometimes the numbers don't tell the true story. You got to really see the full broad picture. And the fact that, you know, your guys are going through this now, and we will both pray and hope and pray that experiences will lead to late games. That's what really matters. So that those late games, since we're getting a refit, a rebound, we throw a block out, take, you know, have your hands to the sky. When you don't foul nobody, take the right shot, don't throw the ball away. Tempo, don't want to slow the game down, quit playing fast. Like, those basketball IQ things that I learned from watching film experiences, man, and I know you coach them hard, man, they get that piece, man. You all can be very dangerous. It's this year, man. This is this year out, my brother.
Yeah, I do believe that we are a dangerous team. You know, I do believe that 100%. So as I say to our players, we need to move from being dangerous to being viable, all right? The people knowing that dangerous means that we've just improved, all right, that we can beat you, all right? We need to get to a point that we're expecting to beat people and people know that Allen's coming to town and this game is going to be a game that we've got to do things 100% right in order to beat Allen. I mean, we're a long ways away from that, but that's where we're going. That's where I would like for us to be. And it's only going to get tougher now. I mean, it's only going to get tougher as people are able to watch us on film. They're able to see what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to do the same thing with them. And, you know, this second semester is going to be a grind out situation. We'll get a chance to see how we've grown from first semester and how good we can actually become.
What's good about this boy, too, Sean, also getting back to the gym, but getting guys, those little nicks who are a little injured, get them healthier, man, so they can really make this run and really be refreshed and reset for this run, because it's going to be a gauntlet, man, as I said, ACC tournament in Savannah. Talk about getting some guys healthy, getting their bodies that kind of recharge they need for this second semester grind coming up here.
And we've been very fortunate, and we have not had injuries. We haven't had, for the most part, people who have had to miss games for injuries or multiple games. So we must have been in practice this morning. I'll just share with players, man, we've got our self-care and our health is going to be a premium moving forward to the season. Right now, the flu bug is viable all over the country. COVID-19 is coming back. We've kind of been hit with both of those things here. I've even got an assistant coach that's got a sore throat right now. I didn't let him come to practice today to try to get him healthy. So those things are all important. And all teams are going to deal with those entities. Every team in the country, no matter what level, is going to deal with injuries and sicknesses and illnesses and all those things that you need to do to stay connected on the court, strong on the court. And so we're talking about those things and really paying close attention to those things. And hopefully we can have some good fortune with that as we move through February and March.
No doubt, man. You know, like I said, you know, I'm really looking forward to it because I know how hard you coach them dudes, but I know how much it means to you. And, you know, for you personally, you know, I know it's your first year here. Seeing what you've accomplished, no, I know you got longer to go, but knowing that, hey, as tough as it has been getting these guys to buy into me, getting them all here on the same page, having some tough issues with those games. We're 7-4 with everything in front of us still, man. That opportunity to just know we're in the fight here, man. Like, that guy, you hope your guys are excited about that, knowing, hey, it's everything you want to accomplish right in front of you right now. Do it all.
Well, these guys, the young people are like older people, right? They're just like us. And you can buy into things, and you can jump on the bandwagon for anything that you see is going to be successful. There's success in it. Like, if you can tell that something's good for you, you'll be more prone to go purchase it and buy it and making sure that you are in the room when these things are being presented. I think we're on the cutting edge of that now. We won 7 of our 11 ball games. We know that, I feel as though we very well could be 8-2 right now. Our first weekend, we just weren't ready to go to Florida and play at that level. But we played two relatively close games when we were in the games both times. So, I'm looking forward to seeing where we're going. I think our spirit is good. I think our young people are now connecting with one another. That's the most important piece, right? As you look at teams are about these kids. This is their team, right? It's my program, all right? I'm leading the overall spectrum of what goes on, but it's their team. And so now I can sit at the dinner table or the breakfast table and listen to them connect with one another and listen to them talk about what they want to do or listen to them joke on each other or listen to them as we break practice talk about how they need focus and how we need to get rest today and how we need to eat today. That says that we're going in a direction that's going to be super positive and we're doing it in a very, very rapid pace. And so that exudes my excitement, man. I'm excited about that. Again, it is a grind, and it is an opportunity for everybody to do something that has never been done. just in this season here at Allen, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it progresses. We do know, and I'm terrified of the fact of thinking that the bottom could fall out too, all right? And so we work really, really hard because I'm terrified of that to keep this pace that we're going on so that we can be successful.
No doubt. Man, I've been asking, man, like for you, man, how was your break, man, getting be around your family, man, getting a little, you know, a little bit of a break from the grind? How was your holiday, man, and getting the best fellowship with your people, man?
Well, it was great. I tell you, I spent a lot of time, spent a lot of my time working. I think anybody that's in this business knows that you can never really be off. I think I've watched every game that we played. I watched our opponents. I had our scout reports ready for Tuskegee and Spring Hill coming back. But I also had a chance to spend time. My father's going to be 79 years old next month. My mother will be 78 years old in June. You know, I had a chance to spend time. I got a nephew that's about 6'2", about 240 pounds. He's going to be a premium football player. I think he's just a freshman in high school. I had a chance to spend time with my sister and my niece. So I've had an opportunity to also be around the people that love me and the people that I love. And that's always a bonus, and it's always difficult to leave them. And so we had a happy balance of work and pleasure and connectivity with family. And now it's time to get back to work and hold those things dear to my heart. Obviously, I can't forget to tell you I had a chance to hang out with my son as well. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that. He was home for a couple of days. So now it's time to get back to some normalcy and see what 2024, hoping it'll be good to us.
No doubt, man. And like you said, man, you know what, Sean? What it's also say, man, you know, having all your guys come back healthy, because you and I both know when you're successful, going to college, trying to do something, sometimes your homies back home don't respect that. And having to, you know, deal with that. And sometimes some athletes don't have anywhere to go with Christmas, and how important it is we all take understanding we're blessed to have our families around us. But everybody on ours is fortunate in having guys who come back and want peace, because we all know we go home, there's people who are jealous of you. Rather than support the other, they'll try to take you out with a gun. And thankfully, your guys came back safely with God's healing grace around them. And now they're back at this thing, ready to go for this second semester here, brother.
Well, I had a conversation with these guys about going home for the holidays and being safe. Had a conversation with them about getting back on time safely. Had a conversation with them about New Year's Eve and kind of watching your surroundings and where you're going out and coming back to practice first thing in the morning on January 1 so that they can be mindful of those things. And so that's a day-to-day grind with our young people, man. That's a day-to-day conversation that we have with them, because at the younger that you get, you think that, you know, nothing can ever happen to you. And the older we get, we know that something happening to you is the inevitable. And so just feeding that into them, and from a leadership perspective, is important. Part of the things that we do on a day-to-day basis as leaders with our young people, to let them know that there is trouble in the water, and there's also safety on the ground. And so we're looking and expecting them to conduct themselves in a manner that they can be successful at all times, not just on the basketball court.
No doubt, because you want them to be successful, men like you and myself, in our positions, man, because you don't want them to cut it short because of a bad decision or just a second decision to go do something you probably shouldn't do. And, you know, even me at my age, I'm not about to go. I didn't go. I was in my bed asleep.
Me too. Absolutely. I called my people early. I called them about 11:20 and said, I'm going to be asleep at midnight, but we'll talk tomorrow and have to do it.
Yeah, I was like, look, man, I just got up from D.C. Like, look, I'm tired, bro. Like, I'm going to bed. Be safe out in them streets. We're going to talk to you tomorrow, God willing, you know. That's the point I am with life, man. I ain't trying to do too crazy no more, Mike. It ain't worth it no more.
That's right. Well, we, man, tomorrow's not promised to you, and this afternoon's not promised to us either. We got to be mindful of that all the time.
And for the close up shop, man, I want to tell you, got a message from Corey Gibson. I want to tell you, what's up? It's good to see you, man. And he was good to catch up with you. He hopes y'all got to play sometime in the near future, man.
Yeah, well, Corey's an excellent guy. He's an excellent coach, has a bright future ahead of him. And it's just a testament of how relationships are built through years. I remember when he was at Virginia State University as an assistant coach, as a young buck, and now he's a head coach back at his alma mater. And that's an awesome thing, and I'm wishing him the very, very best of luck.
No doubt, folks. The Sean Walker Show here. We're going to claim it now. 2 wins against Tuskegee and Spring Hill with a good report next week. And boy, Sean, be a happy move that we talk.
That's right. Absolutely. We look forward to it too, man.
All right, brother. I'll see you soon, my guy.
Thank you very much.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.